أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور، الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت، فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور، ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير، وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور، تكاد تميز من الغيظ، كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير، قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير، فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير، فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به، إنه عليم بذات الصدور، ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن، ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن، إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن، إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه، بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة، قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا، فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا، فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Tonight we discuss inshallah the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala. Abdullah, the son of Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib. This great Sahabi was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father was Abbas, that was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's brother. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's name was Abdullah. So Abbas was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's paternal uncle. And the grandfather was Abdul Muttalib. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle, was captured in the Battle of Badr. He was not a Muslim at that time. 70 kuffar were taken as captives. 70 were killed in the Battle of Badr. A very great battle that took place in Islam, the greatest battle. Those who were taken as captives, the decision was given that they would pay a ransom. So they were kept there that night, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire night he was restless. He could not get any sleep. The morning he woke up, he told the Sahaba, the entire night I was restless because I could hear the moaning and groaning of my uncle Abbas, who was tied also amongst the captives. They were treated very humanely, very kindly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after all, it was his uncle. He said, I cannot tolerate this, I cannot bear it. So if you do not mind, let me release my uncle. So they released Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. However, Rasulullah sallam then demanded from his uncle that you got to pay a ransom. So Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, I do not have any money. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that what about the treasure you and your wife Ummul Fadl have hidden? On this, he got a shock of his life. He said, Ya Rasulullah, O Muhammad, there was no other person who knew about it besides my wife and I. So from that very moment, he began to realize that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was definitely a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hidayah then began to penetrate into his heart. And soon afterwards, he accepted Islam, but he concealed his Islam. He went back to Makkah in fear of the other Quraysh leaders. He did not reveal his Islam until just before Fath Makkah. His wife was Ummul Fadl, therefore, and she was the sister of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha was one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, the person we're discussing today, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anha, His khala was Maymuna, his mother's sister. So he used to go and spend some time in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he should sleep the night there at his khala's house. And at night, Rasulullah would wake him up, Ya Ghulaym, wake him up and read tahajjud salat and show him how to perform tahajjud salat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was a very young sahabi. Now this again is a very remarkable thing. He was only 13 years old when Rasulullah passed on. And Nabi Kareem left this world, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas was only 13 years old. Yet you will see that he becomes the leader of the Mufassirin of this Ummah. Allah had given him such knowledge. He was born 3 years before Hijrah took place. So he was 13 years old when Nabi Kareem left this world. When his mother gave birth to him, she brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was wrapped up in a shawl. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his tahniq with his mubarak saliva. So the first thing that entered into his body was the saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you will see the barakat that comes out from here. He was very handsome indeed, to such an extent that Ata rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, once we were sitting with some companions in the masjid discussing some matter of deen, and suddenly the name of Abdullah ibn Abbas was mentioned. So Atta said, every time when it is the 14th full moon and I look at the moon, I always think of the face of Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was so handsome. Once Rasulullah sort of entered the toilet to make istinja, when he came out, he found that his wuzu water, everything was prepared for him.
So obviously he became very, very happy that who was this who kept my water, everything ready for me. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, the youngster, said, Ya Rasulullah, it was me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to some riwayat, placed his Mubarak hands on his head and made dua for him. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. O Allah, give him the understanding of deen. Make him a faqih, a jurist of deen. We should make good duas for our children. And then Nabi Kareem also mentioned, وَعَلِّمْهُ الْكِتَابَ, and give him the understanding of the Quran. In one riwayat, وَعَلِّمْهُ التَّأْوِيلِ, give him the understanding of the tafsir of the Quran. And in one riwayat is mentioned, اللهم بارك فيه, Allah bless him, وَانْشُرْ مِنْهُ, and make deen spread from him. He was once mounted on the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, very fortunate to be riding the same camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they were traveling, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him, said, Ya Ghulam. Ghulam in Arabic means a lad, a youngster. He said, I wish to teach you some, give you some advice. Listen very attentively. What was the advice? Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Now literally, if you translate this, it means, protect Allah, Allah will protect you. What does it mean? Protect the deen of Allah. Whatever Allah has commanded you with, carry it out. If you do this, Allah will protect you. Then again, Nabi Kareem said, Ihfadillaha tajidhu tujahak. Protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find Allah in front of you. In other words, you will find Allah's madad, assistance all the time with you. Then he mentioned, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If the entire ummah has to come together, and if they wish to cause you some good, some goodness, they will not be able to do so except that amount which Allah has planned for you, which Allah has decreed for you. And if the entire ummah gets together and they want to harm you, they want to cause you some taklif, some pain, they will not be able to do so except that amount which Allah has decreed against you. Then he mentioned, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ, the pens have been lifted and the kitabs of taqdeer are dry. In other words, taqdeer has been written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions, رَأَيْتُ جِبْرَئِيلَ مَرَّتَيْنِ, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbasi, I saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with my own eyes twice. He was seated by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel appeared in some human form and spoke to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He left. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, you know who is this? He said, no. He said, this was Jibreel. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, you saw him? He said, yes, I saw him. So he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam twice in his lifetime. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala would always honor Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu because of his knowledge. And he would include him whenever he used to make mashura and discuss important matters with the elderly sahaba. Those sahaba who participated in the battle of Badr, the elderly ones. Because those sahaba who participated in the battle of Badr were the greatest of the sahaba. Once Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Nabi Kareem and asked him, how do you regard the Sahaba who participate in the Battle of Badr? What do you have to say about them? What is their maqam, the position? Nabi Kareem said, min afdalil muslimin, from the greatest of the Muslims. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then said, in a similar manner is the condition of those angels who participate in the Battle of Badr also. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu would include him and make him sit in that special gathering. So obviously the elderly Sahaba, some of them felt, we also got children, we also got young sons. It's not fair that Umar radiallahu is putting him all the time, including him. What about our sons? So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu did not say anything. Once when Abdullah ibn Abbas was sitting with them, he asked his elderly sahaba, the tafsir of إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, what do you have to say? What do you understand from this? So each one gave, yes, when Allah's help and victory comes, then we should make excessive tasbih, zikr, etc. He asked all of them gave the same answer. Then he turned to Abdullah ibn Abbas, O Abdullah ibn Abbas, what do you have to say? What have you understood? He says, O Umar, I understand from this surah that the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lifespan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to an end. And this was an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your time is now up. Therefore, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, and make excessive tasbih and zikr, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar said, this is exactly what I also had understood. So from this, the elderly sahaba then understood that this youngster has got a lot of knowledge about Quran and Hadith, and therefore he used to then sit with them. He has so much of desire for knowledge that he would undertake journeys to learn Hadith from other sahaba, and in a hot summer's day he would come out of his home, go to the other sahabi's house. If he found the door closed, he would sit outside in the heat, wait for him. When the sahabi would open, he'd say, Abbas, such a great person's son, Abdullah, what are you doing here? Why didn't you call for us? He said, no, I came to learn a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from you. He narrated 1,660 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody asked Taus rahmatullah alayhi, I see you all the time, you are sitting with this sahabi. What about the elderly sahaba? So he said that I have seen 70 other great sahaba sitting with Abdullah ibn Abbas. Whenever they came to a matter and they couldn't give any decision or didn't have any understanding, they would refer the matter to Abdullah ibn Abbas and then he would give an explanation. Therefore, I'm sitting with him. His piety, his taqwa was of such a nature, it is mentioned that he had two lines on his cheek due to excessive crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to cry so much that two lines appeared on his cheeks. He is known as Hibru Hadhil Ummah. Hibrun means alim, a very great scholar. And also he is given the title as Bahrul Ulum, ocean of knowledge. He passed away in Taif, he was 71 years old. When he passed away, Hazrat Maymun bin Mahran rahmatullah says, I was there at his janazah, and in his janazah was placed down. Suddenly we saw a beautiful white bird coming into his coffin and slipping itself through inside. When we tried to look for it, we could not find it. We searched desperately, we could not find that bird. Nevertheless, janazah took place and we heard a voice from outside, but there was nothing else from inside. And what was the voice? Reciting the ayat, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna, ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. When he passed away, great person like Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, another sahabi, said that today the ummah has lost the most knowledgeable of people. There are many other more incidents regarding Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. This was in brief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an understanding of the sahaba radiallahu anhu.
جلوا جمالها کا دکھایا حضور نے جلوا جمالها کا دکھایا حضور نے ہر نقش ما سوا کو مٹایا حضور نے جلوہ جمالہا کا دکھایا حضور نے جنت کا راستہ بھی دکھایا حضور نے جنت کا راستہ بھی دکھایا حضور نے دوزخ کی آگ سے بھی بچایا حضور نے دوزخ کی آگ سے بھی بچایا حضور نے جلوہ جمالہا کا دکھایا حضور نے جو راستے کے سنگ گرا تھے بنے ہوئے جو راستے کے سنگ گرا تھے بنے ہوئے ان کو نشان راہ بنایا حضور نے ان کو نشان راہ بنایا حضور نے جلوہ جمالہا کا دکھایا حضور نے جس پر نگاہ پر گئی تابندہ ہو گیا, جس پر نگاہ پر گئی تابندہ ہو گیا, ذروں کو آفتاب بنایا حضور نے, ذروں کو آفتاب بنایا حضور نے, جلوہ جمال حق دکھایا حضور نے, ہر نقش ماسوا کو مٹایا حضور نے, جس میں صدا بہار ہے ہر پھول ہر کلی, جس میں صدا بہار ہے ہر پھول ہر کلی, توحید کا چمن وہ کھلایا حضور نے, توحید کا چمن وہ کھلایا حضور نے, جلوہ جمال حق دکھایا حضور نے, برلی ہے ہر گدا نے سعادت سے جو لیا, برلی ہے ہر گدا نے سعادت سے جو لیا, رحمت کا وہ خزانہ لٹایا حضور نے, رحمت کا وہ خزانہ لٹایا حضور نے, جلوہ جمال حق دکھایا حضور نے, ہر نقش ماسوا کو مٹایا حضور نے, جلوہ جمال حق دکھایا حضور نے. ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں جیسی دنیا میں ہے کوئی کہاں, ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں جیسی دنیا میں ہے کوئی کہاں, او ماں, او ماں تو ہے جنت, ماں تو ہے سب کچھ, ماں سے سہارا ملا, دل میں بسا کے اپنا بنا کے, ممتا ہے تیری ملی, تو اکیلی نہیں میں سہارا تیرا, اب سہارا ہوں میں تیرا, ماں, ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں جیسی دنیا میں ہے کوئی کہاں, او ماں, او ماں, خدمت میں تیری عظمت میری ہے, حکم الہی بھی ہے, خوشیاں میں تیری دامن میں بھر دو, دل میں محبت تیری, تو اکیلی نہیں میں سہارا تیرا, اب سہارا ہوں میں تیرا, ماں, ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں تو ہے ماں, ماں جیسی دنیا میں ہے کوئی کہاں, ma to he ma, ma to he ma, ma jaisi duniya mein hai koi kaha, o ma, o ma.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 لَا إِلَهَ إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thanaan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad mubarak wa sallam. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم Oh my Allah, you are so kind, so generous, so loving, my Allah. You have given us thousand and countless of ni'mat, my Allah. You bless us with iman. Oh my Allah, you made us Muslims, my Allah. You gave us iman. Oh my Allah, you made us in the ummah of beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, such great ni'mas you gave us. You gave us the Qur'an. Oh my Allah, you gave us parents, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we heard in the Nazam today about a mother and how kind a mother is. Oh my Allah. Help us to fulfill the rights of our parents, my Allah. If our parents have passed away, may Allah, then grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Oh, may Allah, forgive us for not fulfilling the rights, may Allah. Make our children fulfill our rights, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, may Allah. And make our children the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is so parishan to be. The only reason, oh my Allah, is because we have left the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We have left the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have abandoned his teachings, my Allah, his beautiful akhlaq. Oh my Allah, to such an extent that even children are no longer obedient to the parents, my Allah. Oh my Allah, children sway, they abuse, they hit, they use their hands, my Allah. They kick their parents, my Allah, they put them out of the homes, my Allah. Oh my Allah, there are so many mothers who are bearing that pain and suffering. Some of them have got blue eyes, may Allah, but they are not complaining. They,
Because they are feeling embarrassed to tell the people that my son or my daughter hurt me like this. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Imagine if the Sahaba Ikram had to see us in the manner in which we live today. Oh my Allah, what would they say, my Allah? If our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to see what we were doing, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. You have made these nights so that we can turn to you. So that we can realize our mistakes, our faults, our gunas, my Allah. Oh my Allah, ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, ham nadim hai, sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we really regret. We feel ashamed of committing those filthy gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, sar se pair tak ham gunao mein mulawwas ho gaya. Ya Allah, we have committed filthy, filthy gunas in the darkness of the night, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching us. We could hide from everybody else. Our parents did not know, our wives and children, our families and neighbors did not know, oh my Allah. But you were watching all the time. Oh my Allah, you were watching all the time. Oh my Allah, you hid those faults. You concealed those faults. Oh my Allah, you are Sattar. Oh Allah, hide our faults. Forgive our faults. Wipe out all those mistakes we made, my Allah. All those sins, my Allah. Give us a clean sheet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts pure, pure, soft, clean, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, barely 3 or 4 days left of Ramadan, my Allah. It came so fast, my Allah, and now it has slipped out of our hands, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, oh, my Allah. We did not know whether we will see another Ramadan again. Oh, Allah, before the sighting of the moon, my Allah, of Eid, please, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Every one of us, Ya Allah, especially these brothers who are sitting here, our mothers and sisters who are listening over the receiver, and all our entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us all our major sins, all our minor sins, all the sins that we did deliberately, intentionally. Oh, my Allah, and all the sins we did unknowingly, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us completely tonight, my Allah. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Oh my Allah, you created this door of Tawbah. Therefore we are knocking at the same door, my Allah. Open your doors of Tawbah for us. Make our maghfirat, my Allah. Do not make us amongst those ashqiya, the wretched, unlucky, miserable ones, whom that the month of Ramadan comes and they fail to ask for Tawbah and Istighfar and they are not forgiven. Oh my Allah, we are turning to you. Out of your fazal, your kindness, you give us tawfiq. Oh my Allah, we are sick, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't have good health. Oh, but my Allah, you give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah. To raise our hands at this part of the night, my Allah. Your beautiful rain outside, my Allah. Oh Allah, shower your rain of mercy upon us, my Allah. Drench us from head to toe in your rahmat, my Allah. In your anwarat, my Allah. In your maghfirat, my Allah. In your fazl and karam and your kindness, my Allah. Oh my Allah, change our conditions. Change our condition for the better, my Allah. Change the condition of our heart, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are sick of committing those terrible gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have nafrat for those gunas, Ya Allah. Give us the himmat not to go back to those gunas. Oh, my Allah, nafs and shaitan are going to tempt us again and again. Oh, Allah, we cannot overpower them, Ya Allah. We are weak, Ya Allah. Except with your assistance. Oh, my Allah, there is no person greater than you. You are not ajis, you are not weak, my Allah. You are baniyas. Ya Allah, become happy with us. Ya Allah, become happy with us. Ya Allah, be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik wal naar. Oh, my Allah, don't become naraz with us. Ya Allah, don't become naraz with us. Oh, my Allah, these last 10 nights are when you emancipate souls from the fire of Jahannam. Oh my Allah, emancipate all the souls from Jahannam, Ya Allah. The ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, save them from the fire of Jahannam. Remove them from the fire of Jahannam. Wala, remove all of us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Oh my Allah, don't even take us near Jahannam. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat bi ghair hisab kitab. With Rasul Paak, with the Sahaba Ikram, Ya Allah. In such a condition, my Allah, you must be pleased with us, my Allah. Make us enter Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give us the beautiful palaces of Jannah, the rivers, my Allah, the fruit and food of Jannah, Ya Allah. And most of all, Ya Allah, give us your pleasure and that Mubarak occasion when we will see you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you will remove that parda between us and you. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah. Oh my Allah. Do not make us mahroom of the plants and that sight and be able to see you, my Allah. And our families, our parents, our grandparents, our children, our relatives, our asatiza, our mashayikh, ya Allah, don't make any person mahroom, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we acknowledge we are weak, ya Allah. We have pride, ya Allah, we use boastful words, ya Allah, but we realize we are nothing, my Allah. We have been created from a drop of sperm, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we realize that all kibriya, all greatness belongs to you alone. All praise is only for you, my Allah. You are the master of the universe, the creator of the universe. Everything is in your control. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay wa huwa yujiru wa la yujaru alayhi. Ya Allah, you have got the khazana of the entire world. Ya Allah, give us khair from your khazana. Give us barakat, ya Allah. Barakat in our rizq, ya Allah. Make our rozi asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it such, ya Allah, that you give us abundant halal rozi, my Allah. And help us to use that rozi accordingly. According to your pleasure, my Allah. Do not make us waste our wealth, ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not make us use our wealth for haram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us, provide for us some halal rozi. Halal resources, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us taqwa. Give us hidayat, ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, contentment, ya Allah. Happiness, satisfaction, qanaat, zuhud, ya Allah. Give us a simple life, ya Allah. Give us the understanding of Quran in Sunnah. Oh, my Allah, how lucky sahaba. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala. Oh, Allah, my. He became the Ra'asul Mufassireen, may Allah. Give us understanding like how you gave him of the Quran and Sunnah. And help us to practice on it, may Allah. With ikhlas, sincerity. Protect us from riyah, ya Allah. And show an ostentation, ya Allah. Cleanse our heart from pride, jealousy, malice, and all the other filth we have, may Allah. Oh, may Allah. All those who have requested du'as, answer the du'as, ya Allah. Especially our brothers sitting here, ya Allah. Allah, whatever jaiz murad they have got, whatever desire they have got, ya Allah, they've got some burning desires, they've got some intentions, ya Allah. They've got some wish, ya Allah. Grant them the desires. Fulfill the desires, ya Allah. Remove our hum and gham, ya Allah. Whatever is, worry is melting us, may Allah. Depression or whatever worry, ya Allah. Remove that problem completely, whatever the hardship may be. Whether it is social, financial, domestic, whatever it may be, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham. مجيب دعوة المضطرين رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما وارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرنا بها عن رحمة من سواك والله unite the أمة النبي الكريم unite parents with children my Allah husband and wives ya Allah oh my Allah there are so many homes that are broken ya Allah oh Allah so many of them want to reunite my Allah you cause them to reunite properly my Allah with love and muhabbat ulfat and muhabbat kasad ya Allah ya Allah give them a peaceful life ya Allah so many of them youngsters, ya Allah, have got no marriage partners, ya Allah. You find them the right, suitable partners, ya Allah. And make it be easy for them to get married, ya Allah. And make them live a life of bliss and happiness. That with iman in amali salihah, ya Allah. Make them live a nek life, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, save our youngsters. Save all of us from zina, ya Allah. Save us from zina of the eyes and zina of all the limbs, ya Allah. Oh, Allah, save us from all type of gunas, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we are very weak, ya Allah. Safeguard us from the azab of the qabr, from the azab of Jahannam. Oh my Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus. Give us Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alina isran kama hamaltahu ala ladina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqatrana bih. Wa'afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Anta mulana fansurna ala alqawm al-kafirin. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما Oh may Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah, wherever they may be, in hospitals or at home, wherever, ya Allah. So many other are going to operation, oh ya Allah, so many are going for x-rays, ya Allah. They have got some disease, cancer, and different other types of diseases, may Allah. They are so worried, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them good news, ya Allah. Make everything be clear for them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if they got any sickness, remove their sickness, ya Allah. Give them health, ya Allah. Give them the taqat, ya Allah. Oh Allah, all of us, we are ailing and suffering, ya Allah, with spiritual disease. Remove the spiritual disease. Give all of us strength and tawfiq of doing good amal. Ya Allah, the remaining days of Ramadan, ya Allah. Make us spend it correctly and properly, and bless us with Laylatul Qadr, may Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah. Bless our families and children with Laylatul Qadr. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.